Honolulu Civil Beats Reality Check today highlights the tug-of-war going on over a playground at Ala Moana Beach Park. Some people know it as the People's Park, or is it shaping up to be the Park Lane Condos Park? Political and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us to talk about a battle that's really heating up this month. Good morning, Chad. Oh,
good morning and happy Aloha Friday. Yeah, that's an understatement, isn't it, to say that this is heating up? But yes, and I should just tell our listeners that I'm reporting on Ian Lin's story that's up today on our website, something that Ian, who has his own blog, was reporting on earlier, and he's updated it. Basically, what he did is he followed the money. He looked into all the contributors to both Mayor Caldwell as well as the council members over the last few years to see whether there was any connect the dots with people involved with the Park Lane luxury condo and associated agencies around there. And sure enough, and now it's perfectly legal to make these donations. But I think for most folks, or a lot of folks, and certainly this was Ian's point, gee, it sure seems like that if you contribute to a politician, it seems to buy influence, seems to buy political clout. And that's what is raised in the story about this $3 million playground at Ala Moana.
Yes, I saw the mayor sent out a news release and with some pretty, you know, strong language. And I thought, gee, yes, what brought that on? I hadn't realized that Ian had written something on his blog detailing all this. So it's good that this updates it.
Right. And of course, Denby Fawcett, one of our columnists, has been reporting on this, as well as the Star Advertiser and the TV stations. In a nutshell, the mayor said it was ludicrous, the criticism of the park, that somehow the city and county of Honolulu is allowing rich people to build a playground, because that is the perception that is strongly suggested. We are talking about a nonprofit named Pa'ani Kako, which is a public-private partnership. They're gathering the funds to pay for this. The mayor did stress, look, this is actually a gift to the city and county, and at some point it will be turned over to the Parks and Recreation Department. The public is welcome to use the facility. It's not going to be gated off. The mayor said, look, we should be thanking these people. We should not be vilifying them.
Yeah, but there's this, I guess, lingering perception that maybe there's something else going on with this newly formed nonprofit.
Right. And remember that this Park Lane luxury condo is right there at Ala Moana Center. It's right across from the park, across Ala Moana Boulevard. And it sure looks funny when people like Duncan McNaughton, which, of course, is a big developer, McNaughton Corporation, and others who are connected to Park Lane, perhaps have residences there. And then when the mayor himself, going back to 2012, has, by Ian's count, $124,000 that has come his way from people linked to supporters of this park, it sure raises the eyebrows, if you will. I could use stronger language, but I'll just say it. It certainly raises eyebrows, and it makes it look like a quid pro quo.
And then also this week, there was an announcement out of Senator Brian Schatz's office about some federal funding that has just come up for Hawaii to build kind of a walkway over to...
It's actually... I'm glad you raised that, Catherine. It's a pedestrian bridge,
yes,
is the way it's described,
mm-hmm,
and it's a lot of money. It's $20 million. And my understanding is this will be down towards Kiwalo Basin that would connect it to the Ward Villages area and to the planned rail stop, if the rail ever gets there. And that raises, you know, a question as well as somehow you're favoring these residents. I should also point out that what happened this week is that the council itself has strong reservations about whether this children's park should be built at Ala Moana. They passed a resolution saying, look, why don't you consider alternative locations like maybe the Kaka'ako area? Of course, there are parks there. There's a children's discovery center. A lot of the feedback that has been coming before the council, which passed this resolution, has been very negative, very suspicious about the park and who would ultimately be able to use it.
Right. And I know some of the opponents are saying, hey, if you put it at Kaka'ako, that might be good synergy there with the Discovery Center. You might get more of a draw, more activity, you know, fewer problems with the homeless camps moving in. And of course, the city just acquired that land over there in a transfer.
Oh, good point. From the
HCDA.
HCDA, right, exactly. And so I think it does include the Kakaako Gateway Waterfront Park as well. We should also point out that a number of council members, ones currently on the council, ones that were recently on the council, also received a lot of money. I don't want to single out Mayor Caldwell, but thousands of dollars, according to Ian's research.
Well, I guess we'll have to see what transpires, or if we'll see some more more resistance if this project does get approved, and see how this plays out on the playground.
Very good, Catherine.
All right. Thanks so much, Chad.
Bye-bye.
That was political and opinion editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read Ian Lin's column on the playground tussle, visit civilbeat.org.